This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: could China's mushroom boom be the next big play for Asia's smart producers? China's mushroom industry has exploded 700-fold since 1978, and the next wave could be even bigger for those paying attention. Mushroom industry specialist Zlatko Vidmar from Sylvan says what started as a modest 60,000 tonnes a year has now soared to a staggering 42 million tonnes annually. That's a $55 billion sector employing over 25 million people, more than 2% of China's entire population. Mushrooms, it seems, are no longer just a side dish in China. They're an economic engine. The sheer variety is staggering too, with 966 species of edible fungi and 90 actively cultivated. China has industrialized mushrooms the way it industrialized almost everything else. Shiitake alone racks up 13 million tons a year. Black fungus and oyster mushrooms follow close behind. Even morels, once the exotic preserve of foragers, now clock in at 90,000 tons. Shandong's mega farms push out up to 120 tons of mushrooms every single day. It's industrial farming on a scale that few in the West fully comprehend. But behind the success story, cracks are forming, and they're worth noting if you're in the game. Labour shortages are getting real. Rural workers are migrating to cities, leaving farms short-handed, and scrambling to import workers from Vietnam and Cambodia. Technology uptake is patchy too. Despite hefty investment in European, mostly Dutch tech, many Chinese farms still struggle to operate the equipment properly once foreign trainers leave. Efficiency drops, and the gap between potential and performance grows. Then there's the raw material squeeze. Compost and casing soil are increasingly hard to come by, with casing soil so scarce in winter China now imports it from Ireland and the United States. No casing soil, no mushrooms, simple as that. It's a bottleneck that could tighten further as production keeps rising. Meanwhile, Sylvan Inc. is quietly building a power base. After setting up a mycelium production hub in Huayan, Jiangsu, the company now controls around 80% of China's mycelium market. If you think mushrooms are just about growing fruiting bodies, think again. Whoever owns the upstream, spores, spawn, substrate, owns the game. Zlatko Vidmar is blunt. China has the scale and momentum to stay a global leader, but the fragilities are there for those with the nerve and brains to act. For Asian producers, particularly those in medicinal mushrooms, nootropics, and functional fungi, the window is opening. China's demand for smarter, more sustainable fungi solutions is rising, and its own supply chain vulnerabilities are becoming harder to ignore. Bottom line, this isn't just a mushroom boom story, it's a mushroom opportunity story. For players across Asia looking to align with China's needs or offer better, faster, smarter alternatives as the next great fungi frontier is already taking shape. Eyes wide open. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.